XC Mobile. N4 TFW.
Good afternoon, how are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Can't complain. And yourself?
Real good day. Had a good day today.
I thought it was going to be a little more hectic than it was. Today, I had a good one myself.
Going home, I'm going to try to change my address on FCC tonight. I got on there and I could not remember that 10-digit number, so I got it. So I'm going to go in there and, you know, they lock you out after 5 tries.
It's something when they ask you for a password and you haven't been there in a long time and you just can't remember it. Yeah, class tonight.
Oh, that's right. You told me about that. Your extra?
Yeah, Roger. Do it YouTube Live, so you might could watch it tonight.
Who's recorded on YouTube?
Recorded on there, too. And you could watch last year's class. They're all on there.
How many classes is it?
17.
Well, the hour apiece?
Like an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes.
Thing, or is it information overload?
A few things, and then a couple of them are information overload. Chapter 4 is all the math and everything, but there's not a lot of math questions on there, but I mean, it's really good information, and the guys do a good job teaching you. I've sent you some of the emails. I don't know if you're getting them.
Send me by email or text?
Yeah, email. I sent you, I think, all the stuff that they send us in the classes.
Oh, I bet you that's getting hung up in spam. I'll check it this evening. I think we've emailed before, haven't we? Or we just still text. I can't remember.
Email address. I don't know if I've actually received one from you or not.
I'll go on there and check. I don't see the spam or filtered on my phone. I do on the computer. And I normally check my emails on my phone, so I'll check it out.
Handouts and all the little tricks to remember stuff, I sent you all of that stuff, you and Tim and Ed.
What math are you using?
Scientific calculator, and they recommend a certain one, so all the classes kind of built around that one, so, you know, they can help you with it and that, and showing you how to use it and how to calculate different things.
Now, do you have to use that on the test?
Want to, but, you know, it's just as easy to memorize the answer for the question. 112 questions, how hard can it be?
Yeah, it can't be too hard.
It is, you know, a lot of it, it's all, you know, electronic and stuff like that and doing, you know, power calculations and stuff like that, and it's not what I've done for the last 40 years.
Work with that a lot, so, you know, there's formulas for, you know, E over IR, and then the power conversion or wattage conversion. That stuff I know fairly decent.
Yeah, you should be all right then, but the test is going to change after June. At the end of June, all the questions are different, and they're going to add some digital stuff in there.
Man, that'd be interesting. Yeah, I've got a goal to try to get it before June, March, April, May. I ain't got a lot of time. I'd have to put my nose to the grindstone. I take another test every day for work. It's maintenance-related, truck repair-related stuff, and it's kind of demanding, but, you know, it's time consuming, I should say. So I definitely, take advantage of that each day, and I'd have to replace that with the study for the extra test. But I need to do that. I need to just go ahead and get that over with.
got practice tests on ARL website. You can even take the test by chapter to see, you know what I mean? It may be only one or two chapters that you really need to study up on, and you do good on the others and that. But once the class is finished, I think we're supposed to test mid-May.
Run through a couple practice tests.
Yeah, we will, and then we've been practicing, you know, we've been practicing on our own at home, you know, taking practice tests.
Yeah, no trouble, smart as you are.
Yeah, I hear you talking, KN4TFW.
I want to build you up. I don't want you depressed for June.
Jeff has been building me up. Can't you tell how excited I am?
No, that's pretty cool. I enjoyed QSO the other night. That was fun. I'm going to put NVIS up and see if I can't do a little better with my transmission and reception.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I got to get a couple more things I want to try with mine, see if I can make it a little bit better. So, pup's staring at me through the window, wanting to know when I'm going to be coming in, and that she's probably waiting on the walk. So, I'll catch up with you in the morning, and at KN4TFW.
All right, have a good evening, my friend. KK4NXC, 73's to you.